Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, where we demystify the complexities of doctoral studies and give you the tools to succeed in your academic journey. I'm thrilled you're here with us today as we dive into a topic that is pivotal to the success of any scholarly work, the peer review process. Today, we're going to unravel the intricacies of understanding and effectively engaging with peer feedback in academia. If you've ever felt a bit lost or overwhelmed when receiving feedback from your peers, you're definitely not alone. That's exactly why we're addressing this topic in today's episode. Peer review is not just a hurdle to overcome or a box to check off in your academic journey. Rather, it's a valuable opportunity to refine your research and enhance the clarity and impact of your writing. By mastering this process, you can significantly improve the quality of your work, ensuring it stands up to the scrutiny of the scholarly community and contributes meaningfully to your field. In our discussion today, we'll explore how to interpret the feedback you receive, discern constructive criticism from less helpful comments, and apply these insights to make your dissertation stronger and more compelling. Whether it's your first time dealing with peer review or you're looking to improve your response to feedback, this episode is designed to provide practical, actionable advice that you can apply immediately to your work. So grab your notes and let's get started on this journey to turning peer feedback into a powerful tool for success in your academic career. Today, we're unpacking a cornerstone of academic life, peer review. Let's break it down, understand its purpose, and explore how it plays a crucial role in your journey as a PhD student. So, what exactly is peer review? In simple terms, it's a process where experts in your field assess your research before it becomes part of the academic record. This could be for a journal article, a conference paper, or even your dissertation. The idea is to ensure that the research is rigorous, the findings are credible, and the arguments are sound. Why is peer review so vital? Well, it's all about maintaining the quality and integrity of scholarly communication. Think of it as a quality control system that helps keep the standards of science and academia high. By submitting your work to the scrutiny of other experts, you not only enhance its quality, but also contribute to the reliability of knowledge in your field. This process helps filter out errors, biases, or overstated claims, ensuring that only well-substantiated research makes its way into public knowledge. Now, there are different models of peer review, and knowing these can help you navigate the process better. The most common ones are single-blind, double-blind, and open peer review. In single-blind reviews, the reviewers know the identity of the authors, but the authors don't know who the reviewers are. This is traditional, but can introduce bias if the reviewer has preconceptions about the author. In double-blind reviews, neither party knows the other's identity, which helps in reducing bias and focusing solely on the quality of the work. Then there's open peer review, where both identities are known and the review process is transparent, fostering a more open dialogue between authors and reviewers. For PhD students and early career researchers, understanding and engaging effectively with peer review is crucial. It's not just about getting your work published or your dissertation approved, it's a learning process. Engaging with peer review teaches you critical thinking, exposes you to new perspectives, and helps you refine your arguments. It's also a network building exercise. You get to know experts in your field and learn how to communicate your ideas effectively. In sum, peer review is more than a hurdle to clear. It's an integral part of the academic fabric that ensures the ongoing reliability and development of research. By mastering this process, you position yourself not just as a contributor, but as a confident participant in the global academic community. So, as you move forward with your research, remember that each review is an opportunity to grow, learn, and improve. Let's explore how to prepare mentally and practically. Firstly, let's talk about mindset. Embracing peer review starts with having the right attitude. It's crucial to approach this feedback with openness and receptivity. Understand that criticisms are not personal attacks, but opportunities to enhance your work. This mindset will not only help you absorb feedback more constructively, but will also reduce the anxiety and defensiveness that can come with receiving critique. Remember, every piece of feedback is a stepping stone towards a more refined and impactful dissertation. Now, let's shift gears to preparing your document. Before you even think about hitting submit, make sure your manuscript is as clear and thorough as possible. Start by ensuring that your argument flows logically and that your evidence robustly supports your claims. Scrutinize your work for clarity. Complex ideas can always be broken down into simpler, easier to understand pieces. This not only helps your reviewers follow your thought process, but also enhances the persuasiveness of your research. Adherence to submission guidelines is another non-negotiable. Each journal or academic body will have its own set of rules, ranging from formatting styles to word count limits. Stick to these meticulously. Overlooking these can delay the review process or even result in outright rejection, regardless of the quality of your research. Lastly, it's vital to set realistic expectations. The peer review process can be lengthy, often taking anywhere from a few weeks to several months. During this time, your manuscript might go through multiple rounds of feedback and revisions. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Also, prepare for various outcomes. Your work could be accepted, returned for revision, or in some cases, rejected. Each outcome is a learning opportunity and a chance to delve deeper into your field. By keeping these points in mind, maintaining an open mindset, rigorously preparing your document, and setting realistic expectations, you can make the peer review process a constructive and enriching part of your academic journey. This preparation doesn't just smooth the path for your current research, it builds the skills and temperament needed for your ongoing academic career. So take a deep breath, prepare thoroughly, and embrace the process. It's your gateway to making a significant impact in your field. We're now ready to tackle one of the most crucial aspects of the peer review process, engaging with the feedback. Let's dive into how to interpret, respond, revise, and learn from the feedback you receive. When your reviewed document comes back, the first step is understanding the feedback. Read through the comments carefully and try to see them from the reviewer's perspective. It's important to distinguish between subjective feedback, which is based on personal opinions, and constructive criticism, which aims to improve the quality of your work. Focus on the latter, as these comments provide actionable insights on how to enhance your research or writing. Once you've digested the comments, it's time to respond. This is where professionalism comes into play. If a comment is unclear, ask for clarification politely. When you agree with a suggestion, acknowledge it and make the necessary changes. However, if you believe a certain piece of feedback might not benefit your work, it's okay to dispute it. Just ensure that your response is respectful and well-reasoned. Provide clear, evidence-backed explanations for why you prefer a different approach. This not only shows that you're engaged with the feedback, but also that you're committed to preserving the academic rigor of your work. Revising your document is where the real work begins. Use the feedback as a guide. Go through each comment and adjust your manuscript accordingly. This might involve reworking a section for clarity, adjusting your methodology, or even reanalyzing your data. It's like fine-tuning a machine. Every small adjustment can lead to better performance. Approach this process systematically. Create a checklist of changes and tackle them one at a time to ensure nothing is overlooked. Finally, view feedback as a learning tool. Every round of review is an opportunity to hone your skills as a researcher and writer. Reflect on the feedback once you've implemented it. What did it teach you about academic writing, about your field, about your own biases and blind spots? Carry these lessons forward into your future projects. Over time, you'll notice a marked improvement in your ability to communicate your ideas and contribute to your field. Engaging with feedback effectively is a skill that develops with practice by understanding, responding appropriately, revising diligently, and learning continuously from the feedback you receive. You're not just improving a single piece of work. You're building a foundation for sustained academic success and personal growth. So embrace this process and let it propel you toward becoming a better scholar and researcher. We're shifting our focus from receiving to giving feedback. Becoming a peer reviewer is not just a duty, it's a significant opportunity for personal and professional growth. Let's explore how you can excel in this role and why it matters. First off, why become a peer reviewer? The benefits are substantial. Engaging in peer review sharpens your critical thinking and exposes you to new research and methodologies, which can spark ideas for your own work. It also improves your ability to articulate feedback, which in turn enhances your writing. Plus, it's a great way to build your reputation in the academic community and expand your professional network. Now, how do you provide feedback that's actually helpful? It starts with being thorough and attentive. Read the manuscript carefully and think critically about its contents. Your feedback should be specific and objective. Instead of saying something feels off, pinpoint the exact issues and suggest how to improve them. Always back your critiques with clear reasons or examples. It's also crucial to maintain a respectful and supportive tone. Remember, the goal is to help the author improve their work, not to discourage them. Frame your feedback positively. For instance, instead of pointing out only what's wrong, highlight what works well and why the issues you're pointing out matter. This balanced approach not only makes the feedback more palatable, but also more actionable. Ethics play a central role in peer reviewing. As a reviewer, you hold a manuscript's fate in your hands, along with the confidentiality and integrity of the review process. Always keep the content you're reviewing confidential. Discussing it outside the review context can breach trust and cause harm. Bias is another critical issue. We all have biases, but as a reviewer, it's important to recognize and set aside personal preferences or conflicts of interest. Judge the work based on its academic merit and alignment with the journal's standards, not based on personal feelings about the author or the topic. Lastly, uphold the integrity of the review process. If you feel you cannot provide a fair and unbiased review, whether due to a conflict of interest or a lack of expertise, it's your responsibility to step aside and notify the editor. This ensures the process remains fair and credible. By embracing these roles and responsibilities, you contribute not just to the improvement of a single piece of work, but to the robustness of academic discourse at large. Giving effective peer feedback is a powerful way to engage with your academic community, learn continuously, and refine your skills. So take this role seriously and approach it with the diligence and respect it deserves. That wraps up today's insightful episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. We've taken a deep dive into the peer review process, exploring everything from preparing your work and engaging with feedback to providing thoughtful and constructive feedback to others. We started by understanding what peer review is and its critical role in maintaining the standards and integrity of academic work. We then moved on to preparing for peer review, emphasizing the importance of a receptive mindset, meticulous document preparation, and realistic expectations about the process. Engaging with feedback effectively was our next focus, where we discussed how to interpret, respond to, and learn from the feedback you receive to enhance your academic work. Finally, we explored the rewarding role of becoming a peer reviewer, highlighting the personal and professional growth that comes from giving constructive feedback, and the ethical considerations that uphold the process. I encourage all of you to view the peer review process not just as a necessity, but as a valuable opportunity for growth and improvement in your scholarly journey. Take these insights, apply them to your work, and see how they transform your approach to research and writing. Thank you so much for tuning in. make sure to join us in the next episode where we'll tackle effective time management strategies for PhD students. It's going to be another session packed with practical advice to help you navigate your doctoral journey more efficiently. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insights and tips. Until next time, keep pushing boundaries and making your mark in the academic world.